Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Monday night, time to get started with this topic. Now, the topic, as you can see, why modern women refuse to submit to their man's leadership. Now, the reason why I wanted to go this route, this particular topic, was because at the end of the last show, they had got brought up about women submitting to men and what women should do in a relationship, what they shouldn't do in a relationship in the area of listening to their man. Now, a lot of modern women get upset when you mention that word submit, and they automatically think because of feminism, and they think that, oh, well, I don't want to be underneath a man. A man can't tell me nothing. I can do everything by myself. Well, you know, we look in society today, we look at a lot of these single parent households, the way they ran, the way they led, and we see some things just don't work outside of having a man around to do what he was traditionally supposed to do. But I see one call show up. Let me see if I can answer that. Area code 757, you on the show.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
How you doing, Miss Barbara? You all right?
I'm good.
Good. All right. Good deal. So I'm getting to that topic right now about, I see somebody else popped up. You know me, I let everybody in.
That's
area
right.
Code 832, you on the show. Hey, is that brother from Katie?
I'm just listening. I don't know what the topic is, so I'm just listening. First time listening.
Oh. Okay. All right. Cool. Appreciate you. Well, I'll let you know the topic, and you continue to listen. It's about why modern-day women refuse to submit to their man's leadership. That's the topic of today. Now, a lot of people got all up in arms when I made that little promo for it. They'll say, well, listen to the show, and I'll explain to you more what I meant by that. But Ms. Barbara, now why a lot of women got mad when I made that little promo today? Because a lot of them got mad with me today.
Yeah. Well, it's that title there is for a certain type of woman, a submissive woman.
Mm-hmm.
Or this takes my mind back into like the old school way that women came up, such as our grandparents. Old school. That's where I see this subject here. It's old school.
Uh-huh.
See a lot of independent, educated women out today. Me myself, I ain't cut out for it. It ain't made for me. See, I'm not gonna submit to nail man. He won't have me out. He won't have me out back, homeless and in a shelter, lights turned off, water turned off, car repo.
Well, Miss Barbara, that kind of man you talk, that's not even what I'm talking about when I say, now, I titled it the way I titled it for a reason.
I figured that. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about a man that's gonna take care of business. That's on the up and up and it's going to take
care
of business.
Yeah, a man that's being a man, because I will easily dispel anything that in regards of, like, a man
somebody
not doing what he's supposed
to
do. You know what I'm saying? You can't, like, be sitting around the house all day, don't work. Don't take care of your family. Don't do anything. And then you want to walk around saying, oh, well, this woman needs to do
this. But you know what? I seen this topic the other day on the TV show. It's how the female was brought up and what she seen her mama or her grandma go through. And she said when she got over, she'll never let a man do her like that. The father had control of the house, and it didn't work out too good. So she said she's going to be independent. See, it's all in how these females are raised up and they're seeing what their mama went through. So it's hard for a woman to release that control and trust into a man.
See, it's the trust. And, so you say it's the trust, but a lot of the women that do that try to have a man emasculated at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a man. Like, either, like what, like, it, this is the thing, and I put in the comment to a brother. Women like that, they're really strong-headed by that, They want a man to be a man in the area of provision, protection, sexual pleasure, and child rearing. That's it. Mm-hmm. Other than that, they don't want him to make no decisions or make no moves because that's stuff they want to do. Well, if a man gonna do all those other things that a man traditionally has done, then why can't he traditionally lead? I mean, if you're gonna take the control, take it all. That's my thing. Take all the leadership. Don't tell him anything.
I think it'll work out all right splitting it, right? Because I believe in 50-50, you got your weak areas and you got your strength and you got your weaknesses. So in one area, the woman might be stronger. In another area, the man might be, strong in that area. So, ain't going for take it all if you're going to do this and do that, take all the control. No, we're going to split it. You know, you might be good here and I'm good there, so we're going to work it like that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but really that's the lot of modern day women want to do it that way. They tell a guy, you know, he's not a man, he don't do all these things, but yet, you know, when a guy is actually doing those things and he want to say, I think we should do this for the family or do that, she don't want to hear it. Now what I wanted to get into is who a woman should even think about that with in the first place. First of all, traditionally. A woman should not submit to no man at all, even think about it, except it's her husband. Not no boyfriend, not no running-the-mill guy. It's supposed to be her husband, somebody that has a vested interest in her, that went before with everybody and God and everybody, you know what I'm saying, to say, this is my wife. So,
let me jump on this while I lose my thought. Now, just because he got that title don't mean he deserving of that leadership. Just because he got that title as husband.
Well, that goes back to picking the right man. Why would you pick a man that's not deserving of that title?
But see, why she picked him, because he was perpetrating. He was putting on a show to have himself come off as this and that. And then when the name changed, when the marriage went down, then his true color come out. See?
But that goes right back to, you picked him because usually everybody, and this is what I know from personal experience, everybody give off signs of who they are before they really let it out. Like, they really show the warning signs.
That's because the women, I'm going to keep it real. The women be in denial, be playing blind and deaf to certain, the signs are all there. But see, the sexton blow their mind. See, they suffer with the sexual thing. They get them in the bed. Men know how to work that stuff. They get them in the bed, put that sex on them, they lose their mind. They blind and deaf to everything. They seeing all the signs and stuff. Then you reap what you sow. Then he marry you. And then he switch up on you, see.
But that goes both ways. They got women that do the same thing.
They switch up on you.
Taking care of themselves.
But
we're talking
about tonight why the women, I know it goes both ways.
Yeah, I know it goes both ways. But I'm keeping 100 on this. Give me
that's
a second.
Right.
Eric,
I know
Eric
that's
goes,
right. It shows a lot of stuff go both ways. That's right. Men and women suffer with it.
Eric 607, you on the show?
Yes. How you doing?
How you doing?
Well, I agree with the sister. What she just said. Yeah. You just took the words just out of my mouth. I was about to say, you know, the women do the same thing as the men do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the show, what's the show's topic? It's the, what's the show topic?
Topic is why modern women refuse to submit to their man's leadership.
Well, I think it's because of the family structure, for one, you know? Mm-hmm. They don't really... I think it's that they don't, you know, a lot of women nowadays are weak in the mind.
See there.
with the simple fact that they don't understand, you know, what male leadership is.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And the fact that the men have to have those strong qualities just as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing devil's advocate right now. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
You know, as far as, you know, being a male leader, you have to really actually, you know, have these qualities of mental toughness. You know what I'm saying? God fearing man, as well as, you know, damn, I'm really messing up today.
You pulling a Miss America? What they was doing last night? You pulling one of the Miss America stunts?
No, I'm just like so fast with everything right now. So I'm fixing up my house as well as I'm talking. So I'm like,
you multitasking?
Yeah, I am. So but hold on, I'm gonna have to let y'all keep talking for a second because. My throat and everything is all dry. So I'm going to let y'all keep talking for a second.
Okay,
I want to talk when I chime in, okay?
Yeah, all right, man. But, I get what he's saying. See, some of the main issue goes back to, number one, picking the right guy. Because a lot of these
women
are picking the wrong guys. And you tell them women that, okay, this woman's college educated. She working. She been working. This dude don't even have anything to his name. He ain't making it. I mean, whatever. He's like 33, 35 years old and still in the same position like he was when he was 19. Then, I would really expect that woman to, follow his leadership based upon his track record in his own life, too.
Mm-hmm.
See, I get what you're saying about, like my marriage, prime example. We work together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We talk about stuff, we discuss things with the kids, the bills, all that other stuff.
Right.
But if I tell my wife, I say, listen, I really think this is the direction we need to go, she allows me to make that decision as a man. She allows me to do it. She don't try to emasculate me. She don't tell me, well, you ain't doing that. Because and my wife, before I married her, she was running her own stuff. She didn't have no guy there to run her stuff. But, so I do that, but see, I have established with her a proven track record that she can trust my decisions.
That's right.
It's not about really just being a man and coming in and saying, well, I'm a man and you got to do what I say because I'm supposed to be the lead. No, it's like you got to prove to your woman also.
That's right. You got to prove. You have to show that you have the skills.
I agree with that.
You just can't walk the walk. You got to show it that you got the skills to get it accomplished.
Yeah, because this is how I tell a lot of men. You got to be really like fourth quarter Michael Jordan consistent when it comes to decision making in your household for the most part.
That's right.
And then that's how the woman build that trust in you to say, okay, well, I'm going to let my man go ahead on and just make the decision because I know every other time he's done it, the past 30 times, it's always worked out.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So that comes along with the territory, too. So when I say about the topic I used and the wording I used, I just did that to stir a hornet's nest. But
that's right.
That's really the true definition, really, of what, men supposed to do in the area of building that trust. Now, if you have built that trust and this woman still won't let you do it, then that's a problem that you can't really be with that chick like that because, anything with two heads is a freak.
Yeah, and stuff like that.
Eric Cole 224, you on the show.
I'm making sure all my bills and stuff went through.
Okay, I think he's talking about deals.
Some of them are clear, some of them haven't cleared yet.
Well, I'm going to mute him out for a minute. He's trying to get bills straight. I hear that too, man. I don't blame him. But in order for this man to be consistent, you got to give this man a chance as well. And a lot of, women of today, so headstrong and bullheaded, they won't give this man a chance to try to even prove to them that they are leadership, quality. And, this is what I've noticed. Any woman that has a man that's actually doing what he's supposed to do as a man, leading his family, that woman is the most happy woman I've ever seen. And the woman I've seen that's doing it all, she's tired, she's aggravated. And everything a lot of times because, really, just in my opinion, I think women doing that, they really meant to do that. They can, but they really wasn't meant because of that. Like us men, we can take more stress than women can for the traditionally we can. I mean, I'm not saying they don't have strong women out there that can't deal with a lot of stuff. But, we can do certain jobs, like take certain things at jobs, I'm going to say, that maybe some women can. It's not sexist to say that. You got to just call a spade. They got some things women can do better than men. Just call it what it is. But we all have our role, and it's nothing wrong with saying we have a role to play. you know, as a man and as a woman.
Well, my point on that is, right, if the ship going to go down, I feel better if it was my fault, right? Because if a man bring me down, I'm going to feel, oh, I want to kick myself in the rear. I shouldn't have trusted him, shouldn't have believed in him, this and that, and it's my fault that I turned it over to him. So I feel it'll go down a little smoother if I was to make him say it. But if I put my eggs in the bag over there and do let us go under and we out or what, I'm gonna feel so awful.
But what I'm talking about is not saying, okay, you got it, you I don't know nothing about it, and then something happened. That's not the way it works. In my household, we know everything
okay,
that's going
we know,
on.
Everybody know everything together. Okay, right. We got that. Okay, right. We
so,
on the
so,
same
so
page.
Even though I may make a decision, say, okay, look, I think this is what we need to do and this and that. Now, if something that's blatantly just outlandish, my wife would say, hey, you need to think about that for a minute because that don't, you know, I don't know about that. You know,
yeah.
I mean, but it's rare she tell me that, though. It really is. But like I'm saying, she gave me, you know, allowed me to have the opportunity to, you know, run the household.
Yeah, because you done showed her, that you're responsible and you capable of the task.
I get that, but I had to be allowed to do that as well, though.
Yeah, you had to be allowed. And while you was being allowed, did you make any mistakes along the way where, you know, or did you just coast it all the way through?
Well, I just kind of was used to doing everything just before, just as a man.
Okay,
I was never the type that lean on a woman for nothing.
Yeah, so you always had good skills in you anyway from jump.
Yeah, so like, you know, she never had to worry about, like, if she say pay the bills gonna get paid. You can go check the bank account. It ain't gonna be no bills missing. It ain't gonna be I was tricking off money in the strip club and drinking
and
everything else.
Snorting up cocaine.
All the bills are paid. And I tell you, you know, when we first got together,
Going out with the fellas, spending all the rent money and the light money. Then
No. Bills are gonna be paid first.
That's what a lot of men don't get. A lot of men don't get, and I see women put trust in their husband. They went out there and tooted up all the money up in the cocaine up their nose and tricking with the girls and partying with the fellas.
That goes both sides.
That's going both ways. I'm just speaking on the. I'm a female. I'm speaking on the ladies. What the ladies mess up.
Mm-hmm.
I know it goes both ways.
If this man is not good with money, this man's not paying his bills, and that's not showing a man that's responsible.
They want to trust their husband, and they give their husband that chance. They got to turn it over to him, and that's their husband. They saying that's their husband, and he said he going to take care of this bill and that bill. Then come down the road, the lights getting cut off because he done took the money and messed, you know. See, he trusted in him. She trusts her husband.
And this is the thing. Even though, like I said, my wife trusts me, I still say, hey, look, this was paid, this was paid, this was paid. And, you know, but of course, most of my stuff come out the bank account. So she can pull it up on the app and look at everything
and
I've done.
And look at, right.
And the way we work, you know, we both in agreement with that. Bills come first. All of the responsibilities, food, everything we need in the house is first. Then, if you see me going out doing something, you better believe every bill in that house is paid. I'm not going to take rent money, light bill money, or anything else.
All the bills come first.
That's right. I'd rather sit in here and not do nothing until I get paid again, but all my bills are paid.
All bills first and then play afterwards.
And that's called being responsible.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the type of dude that'll trick off money. My wife would know that. Like, I came into some money. What I did, I said, okay, I'm going to pay her call. I'm going to do this bill. You know, took care of. But see, this is the type of track record my wife has seen with me.
That's right.
So that's
what I'm
saying.
Yourself. Yeah,
and that's what I tell
yourself. Yeah, you proved yourself worth it and that you got a good mind on you.
That's
that
what I tell
the business.
If as long as you're operating like that, what could a woman tell you? But you got to come into the situation with a woman like that from the jump. That way she see what kind of man you are from the get-go. Like, you know, you always got to have your own place as a man. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I always tell men that.
Have your own
place.
Mistake. You got to look at their track record. You got to look at their track record, their history, and keep your eyes open.
Exactly. Because it's like, just like with a dude. I tell a dude, you don't want no chick that ain't got no job. She ain't got a place to stay. And she on just welfare. Well, for what? At certain ages, That stuff not cool. If you got a chick that's late 20s and up, and she still ain't got a job, I mean, I give you a pass because, you know, the early years you're in college. I give you that pass. But you in your late 20s and you're not on a master's degree program or something, and you just sitting at home, you're not doing nothing, you don't have a job, you don't do nothing with yourself, I tell a man don't get involved with a woman like that either. Just like women don't want a guy without a job and living in his mama house, I tell the same thing with a dude.
That's
because
right.
That kind of woman right there is going to be somebody you're going to be toying around because she can't contribute to the situation. And then that same kind of woman to have the audacity to come in the situation and want to start running off at her mouth and saying what she, you know, not going to do and spending your money because she probably never even exposed to being that kind of money before.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And I tell this to men all the time. A lot of these guys don't understand that it's more to a woman than looks and a booty and everything else. Because that same woman that got that nice booty today, you'll hate that female tomorrow.
That's right. Well, I know this lady, her and her husband, they've been married maybe about 5 or 6, 7 years, so a couple of years now. And she was under the impression that the man had money. He had a good government job, and he had a property, summer house and all that stuff. But she never really, I know about it because I deal with her brother and this and that, but anyway. He's an imposter. Now she over there in that house, lights turned off, rent way behind a couple of months. And, you know, she fell for the okey-doke. He put on a good front and show for her.
And see, a man that, okay, a woman, I tell any woman this, look at that man's situation when you get involved with him. Because he have his own
vehicle. Yeah, but he put it up a front. He put it up a front like he had money.
Yeah, most
what
of those
it was,
guys
he was
just
using other people's money. If he was using other people's money, fronting, you know, like it was his.
I wonder how long she was with him before she got married to him.
Not that long.
Yeah, exactly, because you can hold up a charade. So I tell people this. It takes 6 months to a year to just barely get to know a person. I mean, because you can fake for a few months. When you start getting 6 months into a year, it's hard to start faking because you start learning people's patterns, you start learning their ways and stuff like that. And this guy, if he was using people's money, basically he was just trying to impress her with money. And give her this, give her that. And like if a man, I tell any woman, if a man is constantly giving you things, I would say he's making up for something he's not doing or somewhere he's not measuring up. And I would want nobody to buy me. You know, male or female.
He wanted her because she was so pretty, red, long hair, beautiful and everything, black couple. And he just wanted her. He was just mesmerized by her, but he got her under false pretense. Now she over there living in that house with the rent a couple months behind the cost and got repoed and the lights turned off.
And that kind of guy right there, I don't expect a woman to just drop everything and follow this guy. I don't expect that.
She's still staying with him in the struggle. Because that's what God says, stick by your husband, this and that. So she's still sticking with him and everything.
But, you know, you got to be a man at the same time. And he's not being a man. But
he put up the charade and everything, but he is trying to maintain. He got two jobs, but he might need two more, you know.
So basically what he did was get in over his head financially instead of living within his means.
And buying her, yep.
And buying her stuff that she didn't need. Because let me tell you something. I tell any guy, get you a woman that's frugal. You don't need no woman that's going to sit up there and want all this, expensive that. Because I'm telling you, get you a woman that's frugal. And she fine with going to Ross and Marshall's to get stuff or whatever discount. That'll be the woman you want to give everything to because she's not trying to take you for your money.
Let me tell you this. I like to fell out my shoes. Let me tell you what it did. He took his brother-in-law. What's it called? That when you put the money away on a job, you're saving for your retirement. Well, he got some of his money out. He got his brother-in-law to get some of his money out of there. $8,000. Did another $2,000. Let me tell you these big amounts. I don't know how much this trip cost, but he took the whole family. He was showing off like he was big shot. He took his brother-in-law money, made him get it out of his 401k, about $10,000, took the whole family to Disney World, the front, like he was big man. Ain't that something?
That's stupid. That's so stupid. Because his wife should have been like, wait a minute. okay, you got $10,000. Why are you not gonna pay the bills?
Yeah, no, that was before that. That was in the beginning when they was doing good.
Okay, in the beginning. Oh, so he took our 401k money and take him to Disney and impress everybody that he got some money when he was a 401k money.
Yeah, it wasn't his though. It was his brother-in-law money, her brother money.
And her brother is so stupid. He just as stupid as his sister is.
He did it. Yeah.
I wouldn't give no man $10,000 on my 401k.
Yep.
He better be his cancer or cancer treatment or
and
some emergency surgery.
Ain't that stupid?
That's stupid. I wouldn't give another grown man my money like that. I'm like, man, can I borrow some $10,000? You better go to the bank or you
he
better
came
go hustle
to him one time and then look, came to him one time with a big figure and they had the audacity to come back to him later on for another big figure.
Now you should know something was wrong right there.
Mm-hmm.
He got $8,000.
I told him, look here,
once he told me that,
I said, look here, don't tell nobody else no shit like that, because they liable to pull back and punch the shit out your stupid ass. I said, don't tell nobody else no shit like that. Keep that to yourself, because you real messed up. You might need to check into a mental institution.
Well, really, the one who's crazy is the brother-in-law that gave him the money. I mean,
that's
come
what
on.
I told him. That's what I told him. That's who I'm talking about. The brother-in-law that gave up the thousands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me give me a second. Area code 912. You on the show?
Hello. I was just calling in because I saw what you had posted today, and I was, I have a lot that I could say about this.
Okay,
I'm
ready. Bring it.
Well, first of all, I do think that women should be submissive to their husband. I'm totally for that. You know,
Before I go, you let you go further. Why do you think that?
Because I mean, you know, for one, that's what the Bible tells you to do. And even if you're not a Christian, you know, the man was put here to lead, and I believe that. I mean, that's the way I grew up. That's the way I'm not for. I mean, I do believe that you can be in the household. You know, both of you can contribute, but I think there are things that a man should do, and I'm not being, I mean, some of my values may be old-fashioned, but I do believe in that. But
okay, well, let me ask you a question, sister. Give me a second. What things you think men should do?
They just be a leader in the home, just being, you know, be able to make decisions.
Well, can you give me three examples? Three examples of what you think a man should do, like off the top.
Being able to be the head of the household, being responsible for taking care of his family. I'm not saying when I say taking care of his family, I'm not saying that the woman shouldn't be educated, have a degree, work, and you know, stuff like that. Because I have that. But I think he should be a leader in the home, and that's what's lacking in so many of our homes, especially in the Black community, and not just in the Black community. But I'm just using that for an example because I don't feel like the reason I feel like. And I'm not saying it's always this case, but I feel like a lot of times that, you know, we just haven't had strong men leadership, not just only in the community in general. And I feel like a lot of the men are good men that are good providers, that are doing what they're supposed to do. They are catching Hades because of so many men out here that's not being like that. And then a lot of these women that's growing up in these single family homes, they don't know how to because they've seen their mother have to do everything. And when they get into a relationship with a man, they don't know that because they haven't been taught. If you're not raised around father in the home, how are you supposed to know what to do? And that's the same way for a man. If he's not raised to see a father in the home to know how to govern his home and know what to do, how can you learn that?
That's
And that's what's going on. But see, we are spending so much time, you know, just pointing, sticking blame, but we don't realize where this is coming from. This is where this is coming from because they don't know. As a matter of fact, I have another, Facebook page that I visit, you know, in the morning time. It's called Girlfriends Pray. And one of the things that one of the ladies was doing, she had a thing in Philadelphia not long ago on teaching young girls how to be wife material. because they don't know how. And same thing, and I think such stuff like this need to be taught for the guys because they don't know.
That's
they don't
right.
know.
Okay.
What
so the common the common denominator to everything you just said, sister, is this. Single parent households don't work, and why? Because there's no father
work.
Around to teach this boy to be a man, and this girl don't have the right father role in her life and the right leadership for a man. See, all that comes back to that in our community is the single parenting. Because I understand sometimes relationships don't work out. You get married, things happen. I've been there. Trust me, I have. But at the same time, in our community, there's a lot of people, male and female, that just recklessly having sex, recklessly having children, like they doing it for kicks. And you have all these young boys and young girls growing up in households where there's no father. Now, some of them are hood rats. A lot of them are hood rats, unfortunately. And then some of them are women that was not hood rats and chasing bad boys or whatever.
You could be an educated hood rat. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, yes, you can. I've talked about that. You could be
educated.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I've seen women with master's degrees being with thugs. Oh, yes, I have seen
that. See, I learned this a long time ago, a woman marries her father first. And what that means, when a woman, see, a lot of people don't know that term, and I got that, you know, from our first time I heard
it. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, and see, when she is in a home with her father, not all the time, you know, sometimes it can go astray, but most of the time, they will marry a man or try to get a man that's similar to their father. But if you grew up in a home and you don't have that role model, just like, see, that's what a lot of time on a lot of these Facebook, YouTube, I get aggravated because a lot of the blame, don't get me wrong, I do see a lot of things that the women are doing, but a lot of things is pointed more heavily, I believe, toward the women than the men because they somehow they want to separate the hood rat from the thug. They're counterparts. They're just alike because they don't know if the woman she's grown up in a home without a father, she don't know any different than the man because she's going to go out and choose men that's no good for her because she don't know that. She don't understand that. She don't know, you know, this guy's not a good guy. And I think that's something that since our community is so messed up that the churches should be teaching this.
That's right.
But they're falling apart. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. But she don't know. So what she does, she go
but
out
sister,
and she chooses.
Listen, let me tell you something. It's a lot of things in life we don't know. But when we need to have enough common sense within ourselves to say, you know what, I may not have my father around, but let me get around other men to learn. Because let me tell you something about my situation.
Right.
I was around, like, my mother and father was married up until I was 8 years old, okay? My parents got divorced. And so from that time on, I grew up single-parent household. My mom and dad always got into it. You know, I found out, you know, really what was the deal between them two later in life. But I always sought myself to be around other men, like, you know, either my father, my grandfather, you know, my uncle, stuff like that. I wanted to surround myself with good, you know, decent men. That's why I have a lot of old school thinking in my head because of that reason. I didn't want to go hang around, you know, thugs and all that other stuff. Even though I had friends growing up and getting into them gangs, you know, selling dope, you know, I've seen all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I've been in places being, you know, dodging bullets and all that. I know I come from the hood. But what I'm saying is this, just because you don't grow up with a father or you don't grow up, you know, with the perfect situation doesn't mean you have to repeat the cycle. You have your own choice in life to make. You know, I cannot blame my father or mother for anything I do today.
You can't use that as an excuse.
I will make 40 babies right now. You know what I'm saying? I can't say, well, because my father wasn't around and, you know, he did.
We talk about that all the time. He even say, you know, because we went through situation like that in our life, but like one of the things my husband always said he learned what not to do by being around people, you know, that did a lot of stuff like what you said. We learn from our mistakes, but there are so many, you know. I mean, we know better. You would think they would know better, but if you see what's going on, because see, this kind of negative behavior is just so much condoned in the black community. That's what I'm saying.
And that's why I try to speak against it much as possible, and try to say, wait a minute, that's not us, because there's a smear campaign on black folks every day. And unfortunately, the hood rats and the thugs are doing a good job of doing it. They're doing a good job putting, because this is the thing. A lot of people don't see black folks every day.
Because we, and going back to, okay, perfect example. In other communities, you have, and I read this somewhere, and somebody said this. In other communities, you have, you know, what they call white trailer trash and you know, all that. A decent white person, they don't have a problem, you know, if they don't like something. A lot of them don't have a problem saying, you know, scandalize, well, not just not, you know, disassociating themselves with that type of mentality. But it's just almost in our community, why have we allowed this to get this far without the decent one of us standing up against this hip hop and this rap and all this kind of.
Well, sister, when you stand up, and my thing is, yeah, I think a lot of guys are doing it, at least in social media. I just wish they had a woman rise up just as equal to. I've been hoping for a woman or black woman to rise up to speak against it, you know. But the thing is, when you start talking about stuff, you get attacked, and sometimes
because
women don't deal with the attacks as well. Too.
Because the way I think the reason that women I think sometimes it's the way the message, you know, I think a lot of women, you know, if they out here doing crazy stuff like that, of course they're going to be, you know, they're going to not like what you're saying. And I do respect the, you know, the videos that you do, but I think a lot of times it's the way, now I'm not necessarily talking about you, but sometimes the way some of the messages are coming across, and it needs to be someone, you know, even surpass, you know, the YouTube to come out in the media and just talk about this, because I'm telling you, it keep going
the
way it's going.
Sister, the people not going to come out in the media, because let me tell you, Sharpton's compromised, Jackson's compromised, Farrakhan's compromised.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be honest with you, I've heard the most realest dudes and even some women online talk more than I've heard those guys talk, because they compromised already, because this is the deal. I figured out the game. And about studying history, they always get to the leaders and they corrupt them. Once they corrupt them, they corrupt the rest of the people. That's what they do. It happened back when when I read up on Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and how she got into Harlem. They approached the preachers to do it. You know, with all this, you know, trying to stop, you know, black babies from being born, all this other stuff with birth control, saying just trying to help black folks. But that woman didn't go in the black community just doing what she wanted to do. She went to preachers and doctors co-signed, and all these other people co-signed Margaret Sanger and what she did. So you study history, a lot of times they go to them same leaders you were talking about, them churches and all this other stuff. You got to remember, even in slavery, you know, them so-called preachers of the black churches, the slave master went to them to keep them controlled too. It's not always slave master did everything. So this has been an ongoing history of, you know, our people. In the areas of trying to control us. So I'm really leery about, you know, preachers just doing it all. I think we all got a voice. I think we all can say something. And social media gives us the audience, if we work at it, to get our message out that we would have never got out before.
You know what? Just what you were saying a few minutes ago, while you didn't have this and that, your parents got divorced. The thing is, we have to break the cycle. We have to break the cycle. And common sense, like you were speaking on, you know how you grew up and you didn't have no father, or father was dead, he won't doing this. Well, you grow up and say, hey, well, I'm going to do things different. I'm going to do things a little bit better. Common sense tell you, hey, I got to help my lady with the bills, help her rear the children, and do what I, you know what I'm saying? It's common sense. Stop with the excuses and the crutches.
Yeah, I agree with that. Give me a second. Area code 229, you on the show.
Yeah, what's up? How you doing, man?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. I was just listening to the show, and I heard a little bit about what you were talking about as far as the children growing up in a single parent household.
That ties back into, you know, as these girls grow up, they don't see a father figure, they don't see a husband for the wife. And it gives them a distorted view, and that way when they get with a man, that man can't really take the proper leadership role as a man should and is actually expected to do, because
right.
They never had the proper example.
Right. And you know what? I agree with what you were saying, man. I'm just getting so sick and tired of, you know, in the black community especially, you know, to me that whole excuse is getting played out as far as, you know, oh, I didn't grow up with a father, my father wasn't there. Mm-hmm. I mean, Vince Young, he made a good quote. I know you know Vince Young. Vince Young
made a good quote.
Yeah, he made one quote he made. He said, you know, he was talking about, I think he said his father wasn't around.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying how, you know, he said, you know, don't worry about your father not being around. You know, too many young guys are worried about their father not being around. They want to use that as an excuse to be a thug or do whatever. But he said, you know, be better than your father. You know, if your father wasn't around, be better than your father. Don't worry about him not being there.
That's
you know, and too many guys, they use that as a reason to do the wrong thing.
And then a lot of times with these guys, brother, you know, I want to ask something, is, you know, they don't know the full story why the father isn't there either. Cause a lot of times the mamas say, not all of them, not all, but they have some of these mamas that be lying to their sons and lying to their daughters about their father. The father was trying to be there.
Okay.
The father was trying to be in their life. And she's just cutting him out and won't let him do anything. But she lied to him and said, see, your father don't care. He ain't around. And it affects those kids.
Right. That's right.
Exactly.
And, the reason why I fight so hard about the situation with my son is because I don't want my son to grow up saying, you know, oh, my dad wasn't around and letting her fill his head with poison, because I tell dudes this, if you stay away, the poison will work. If you're there,
mm-hmm.
it won't work.
That's right.
Every time.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why, you know, to that point you were saying, that's why so many of these young women, they grow up, you know, hating men and, you know, because they think, oh, you know, daddy wasn't here. I don't know what to look for. But, you know, like you said, you know, you don't always know why the father wasn't there. He might have wanted to be around, but she might not have wanted him around, you know, for selfish reasons, you know. So
just being vindictive. Because some women are
exactly,
vindictive
exactly.
like that, and they end up hurting their daughters, and they end up hurting their son at the end of the day. Give me a second. Hold on. Eric Cole, 404, you on the show. Erico 404, you on the show?
What's up? This is the manual. I'm just listening. I'm going to chime in a second.
Okay. All right, bro. Give me a second here. Erico 210, you on the show?
What's good? No, what's so wrong? Bang, bang. What's good?
What's up, dude?
Nothing much.
Dude, man, you chilling? Man,
yeah,
talking about modern day women refuse to submit to their man's leadership. What you think about that, Nola?
Man, she gonna bow down for the boy, Nola, man.
See
that's
that?
What I think,
see that?
What you say? I can hear that.
She gonna bow down to the boy, Nola, so raw.
Oh, really? And she gonna bow down, and what you gonna prove? You gonna give every reason why she should bow down?
Yeah, I'm putting paws on them.
Ain't that something?
You listen too much crappy.
Yeah, he done got intoxicated by that rap music. He under the influence.
But you know, I wanna chime back in real quick.
To the other point
you was making, Ivashel, about the
sir.
You were talking about how, like, every time you try to, like, you know, speak out on certain issues in the black
mm-hmm.
community,
mm-hmm.
you know, you seem like you just speak, really preaching to the choir.
You preach to the choir, you'll be attacked.
Yeah, it's like one of my problems with the black community is that it just seems like we really are not good at taking constructive criticism.
Yes,
no,
we're
not.
Because, like, Cause I give you a perfect example. Like me, you know, I love hip hop. You know, I listen to it, but I'm not blind to the fact that, you know, it's a lot of it is the cause of, you know, the destruction of our youth. I'm not blind to that fact. You know, but if you were to go somewhere, like if you were to go, and tell some a whole bunch of people that, you know, they'll look at you like you're crazy. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. it's like they don't want to hear the truth in what you got to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, they may not want to hear it, but you know, this is the thing. You're not gonna reach everybody, but if you just reach that one, or reach them two,
mm-hmm.
you did the job you were supposed to do. So you're not gonna reach everybody. Even Jesus himself
exactly.
said all won't be saved. So if he said all won't mm-hmm. be saved, shoot, all ain't gonna be saved then. That's how I take it.
Exactly.
So you know, but these people, even with that excuse, so we're talking about, you know, the excuses. I don't blame hip hop for why people do what they do. That's music. You cut it on, you cut it off. None of them. I don't care if Lil Wayne or Rick Ross tell you whatever they want to say. You make the choice to go get a gun. You make the choice to put the bullet in the chamber. You make the choice to shoot it. They didn't make you do it. That'd be no different than saying, "Oh well, I was watching Terminator and I went and got a gun. I want to go shoot everybody like the Terminator." So I'm blaming Hollywood for me shooting somebody. Come on. You know, that's to me the excuse. I don't believe in blaming other people for what I do.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's like you ever hear like some of these rappers,
mm-hmm.
you know, when somebody asks them about their lyrics or something that they said in their music, then they wanna shift blame, you know, they wanna blame the music industry. They wanna blame they want to blame like the record labels. They want to blame. They want to blame the white folks for stuff that they put in their song. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
well, that white man was the white man in the booth with you when you was writing that song, when you was laying down that track. You know what I'm saying? It's like
if you want to get into that topic though, this is the thing. The white man, well, I don't care what you say, the white man run it all, okay? And he co-signs
yeah.
on what they put out. If they would start putting out a bunch of positive stuff, he would say no. If Lil Wayne say, you know, I'm going to make an album just conscious-minded, I'm talking about just, you know, some revolutionary stuff, it wouldn't really get the record sales either because nobody
nope.
in this day and time want to hear it. You got to talk the most raunchy lyrics. You got to be disrespectful. You gotta talk with the language of the ignorant, cussing 24/7. You gotta do it to sell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're even in business to make money. They're not in business to lose money.
Yeah, I agree. I agree to a certain extent. Yeah.
Like one person got mad at me because I was saying that, you know, I don't know, somebody listening to the show, I'm getting some feedback from somebody is on. I don't know, I'm getting feedback. Anyway, like for instance, this one dude got in an argument with me talking about Lil Wayne can't be fired because he got Young Money. I said, no, silly. Young Money is a subsidiary of Epic Records. Most people don't know. All them little labels these black people got, they are subsidiaries of the bigger labels.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. Because think about it. How I found out Young Money was a subsidiary of Epic, when the situation came out with Lil Wayne, when he finally got in trouble about that Emmett Till lyric, and when, what's his name, L.A. Reid came out talking about it from Epic Records, I said, oh, okay. I said, that's their subsidiary. Because why would Epic Records come out saying anything about what he said? And remember, Michael Jackson was signed to Epic Records for a long time. So they're pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't know that. All these little labels these black people got is subsidiary companies. And they have to, whatever, they can put out all the records they want, but they have to go get approval by the big wigs, whoever the subsidiary is, whether it's Sony, Warner Music Group, whatever. So they are in control of what we're listening to. Now, they've got to put out mixtapes all day. They can put out mixtapes. Fine. But still, at the end of the day, it's still going to be along the lines of what they already do. But, you know, so we can't blame other people for what we do. And the same thing goes back to, you know, the main topic. You know, your mama could have been a single parent, but it doesn't mean that you have to grow up and act manly and act a fool and treat your man like crap and all this other stuff because you didn't have a father around. I'm sorry. That's your own decision. You can't blame your mother for what you do. So like a boy can't blame his father for what he out there thugging it and loving it. I don't believe in that. But if you talk like that, black folks don't want to hear that. They want to say you've been around white folks too much. Oh, that they love to tell you that. When you tell them to accept responsibility for what you do, and fix
that's
it?
That's what I'm saying.
Why you right now?
Yeah, they don't, it's like they deflect all accountability. You know what I'm saying?
We are the only people that cannot take criticism and will not refuse responsibility. We don't want
to
hear it.
And then we definitely don't. I mean, and when you do try to be responsible, try to live a productive life, you know, try to, you know, just to be, you know, do things on your own, then you'll call, as I mentioned before, you know, on one of your shows.
You sell out.
You acting white. And I don't understand.
Yeah, that's what it is. You acting white.
How do you act white? I almost know that. How does like I told somebody one day when they said act white, you said it like this. That's like saying that black people how can you live in America all your life, born and raised, and first of all, not know the English language? That's number one. Not to be able to speak correct. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, we don't talk great English. I'm not talking about that. But what I'm just saying, how do you act white if you don't talk stupid? I mean, how do you act white? That's what I want to know. What is acting white? And what's that term?
You can't act white.
Do what?
Black people can't act white. Want to act bougie and act like white people. That's what they mean. Or you want to be different.
But bougie, you're saying bougie basically stuck up. Anybody in any race can act stuck up, no matter who they are.
Exactly.
They can all walk around
but
with their nerves turned
white.
Up.
Your actions say you want to be a different race. Let's say that then.
But you can't
be a different race. If you black like me, dark like
exactly.
me, you mean Africa dark, African feature dark, you can't walk around being somebody else that you're not. I mean, you got to be who you are now. But I do understand some of those that's been pulled at the most has been people of my color. I have seen that a lot. I don't know why. Male and female, they want to be, you know, I get it. Some of them do tap dance. I get that. I see it all the time. I get it. Trust me, I get what you're coming from. But what she's saying is black people that apply themselves, black people that say certain things, they want to say, oh, well, that's, you know, acting white. And my thing is this. Why you always got to put white people in it? Because my thing is this. When you say white for everything, it's more than just white people in the world. That's number one. Second thing is, it's like when you're mentioning white people, using them as some sort of measuring stick. You know, and like they're above you or something, so you're acting like them. I'm like, why only them?
Exactly.
I never hear them say, hey, you trying to act Asian. You ain't trying to act Mexican. You trying to act Arab.
Exactly.
I never see that. It's only white.
Exactly.
I don't understand that. And to me, when I hear black people say that, I say, man, you just a slave. That's how I think about it. Because you think master's better than you.
Furthermore, what ever made trying to learn something and being smart? What equates that to being white? Who ever said
you know
white
what I get?
Being smart.
You know what I always got from that when I was told that they're intimidated by your intelligence. That's what that is. They see something in you that they can't accomplish and understand and task. They just see something in you that they can't accomplish.
Yeah, it's like some self-hate type stuff.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, right.
Well, they'll call yourself hater if you just go against the grain. They'll call yourself hater. It don't really take much for them to call yourself hater. And we the only people group that say we self hater too. I don't hear no other group of people that speak up about certain things in their own community and they tell them you're a self hater. Like what? Mm-hmm. I said, do you know the definition of self hate? Like go research the definition. Hatred of self. How can I hate myself? I love myself. I mean, not like you, but I love myself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's too much of that stuff going on in our community, man. It's ridiculous. All this other stuff, you know, but it all goes back to the topic. If a woman is treating her husband right and she's submitting to her husband, you'll have other sisters coming in saying, well, you're acting like you're some white girl and all this other stuff. You're letting him tell you what to do and all this other, you know what I'm saying?
They're jealous of what she got, and they want to wreck her household.
Yeah, exactly. They say you letting him run over you like you some white girl. That's the first thing they say. Hold on, bro. Let the sister talk, and I'll let you come in. Go ahead, sister.
Okay.
Well,
okay, go ahead.
Well, I've learned that women, that's the immaturity on them also, because they should separate themselves. A lot, nine times out of ten, those women, a lot of them, they're saying that, A, they don't have anyone else. They're
right.
single alone. And then number two, if they do have someone, you know, they're miserable because their marriage or their relationship is not working out. So they
that's
want
right.
you where they are. So if women, if they cannot see that, and that's their fault, you know.
That's right.
You know,
a woman got to be able to recognize that. Uh-huh.
Exactly. Because a lot of times that woman want what you have.
Don't
that's
want right.
That's what you have if she could. So you better, you know, if she could, if they mm-hmm. depend on what kind of weak man you got, they would do that. But anyway, that's the
But you know what? I want to add to that real quick before the brother speaks. I've seen this in my personal opinion. I don't know what it is with sisters. I don't know. And I've talked to a lot of sisters, and they say they can't even stand other black women because they say they're always trying to take your stuff and mess up your house. I've heard it too many times. They say I don't even want to. I've had a lot of black women tell me I'd rather be friends with a black man because they don't do the things that the black women would do to each other.
Well, you know, I've seen that happen. You know, you know, it just all depends on the men and the women, you know, because real and truth, I've seen, you know, black people in general mistreat each other in different ways that I have, and you know, that I've seen, you know, other races. Don't get me wrong, other races, they have their faults too, but just in general, you know, I just seen a difference in the way that we respond to each other, the way we act toward each other. It's just heartening at times. And yeah, there are certain sisters out here that will do stuff like that. That you know, and there's a lot of that just is out of jealousy. And you know, I think that a woman should be mature enough in her relationship to recognize that and to separate yourself from that kind of stuff. Because you know, they should really. Your family should be. You should choose your family over your. I mean, that's just. And if a woman can't see that, then you know she don't. She's not mature enough for marriage anyway.
Okay, brother, what you was gonna say?
Yeah, I was just gonna say. My thing is this: Why is it that when a black man does get with a white woman, why is it that? You know, you have all these sisters saying, not all of them, but a lot of them, they always say, well, oh, you know, he just got with her because, you know, he can take advantage of her. He can just run over her. Why is it always that? It's not. That's not always the case. You know what I'm saying? But black
people. I can tell you right now.
A lot of black people love to say that, though.
Yeah, I can tell
you
right now. I have a friend, give you an example, and they, matter of fact, him and his wife, from Louisiana, and they white and they real cool, you know what I'm saying? And shoot, she don't let her husband run over her. I've seen a lot of white women don't be letting their husband run over them, so I don't know where they get that from.
Well, you know what?
I mean,
that's just not just a. I think that's just another thing with you cannot. Some women do that, but then some. Perfect example. Both of my sisters, they marry interracial, and they have experienced stuff like that, you know. And I think that's another thing. You know, I don't believe that all. I have sisters that marry interracial. I have cousins, guy cousins that marry interracial. And like I said, I don't think that is the case all the time. I've seen, like, well, my cousins, their wives don't let them run over them. But at the same time, you know, you. I just think this is just the flack that some. I'm not saying all, but some black people, both the men and the women, give each other when they go interracial. I feel like it's really nobody's business who people date and marry. You know, I think it should be completely off of love, not, you know, in character and the person that, you know.
Exactly.
I got an opinion about that. Look, I'm going to tell you something. I know, okay, they got some brothers, okay? It's the truth. Some, I'm going to say some white women are very docile and easy going comparing to our women. Now, some brothers need a black woman. They can't be another woman but a black woman because if they be with another racial woman, they're going to cheat. They're going to act a fool. They need a sister. Like, I got a homeboy right now. He got to be with black women because black women check his behind. You don't let him get out of line. He needs that. And he even said he needs
that.
Yeah, he needs that. He's like, some brothers need a sister to check them, because if not, they're going to get out of line.
My cousin is the one I'm telling you, to be honest with. He is like that, you know. But, you know, the black girls, my cousin, his white wife is coming around. She's not, but it's because of what he has put her through. I'm not going to lie. You're right about that. But, you know, then again, you know, I believe he loved her. I believe she loved him. But it just, you know, some people I just think it should be based off of love and not, you know, off of, you know, because you don't like a black man or because you don't like a black woman. You know, that's what a lot of it, I think, that's going on, especially on YouTube. All this, you know, I date a white guy because I can't stand the brothers did this, or, you know, I date a white woman because, you know, that is just so ridiculous, crazy, too. It's just so petty with that.
Well, a lot of that stuff, you know, like I said, and also see some sisters have asked some important questions, like why when a black man is with a black woman, he can't get himself together, but he get with a white woman, all of a sudden he got himself together, he getting degrees, he getting a job, he getting a business, he just taking care of her, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times I say it's because of the upbringing the chick had, it's not that the chick is better. I always say that nobody's better than nobody, but you got to understand, a lot of those white girls are raised with their father, so they know how to kind of treat a man a little bit because of that reason. And versus if a black woman come out of a single-parent household with all the problems that deal with that, if it was a messed-up single-parent household, she's screwed up from the start. But I have noticed time and time again, black women that come out of married households, grew up with their fathers, are totally different in their mindset and even the way they carry themselves than the ones that come out of a single-parent household. Every time I've seen them, they have more respect, I notice. They carry themselves, you know, totally different. They're not always out trying to get attention, I notice, like some of the girls that come out of single-parent household. I just notice a lot
not,
of different.
And they're not, that mouth, that attitude, that sassiness, that's what I think that with me, with the sisters, I really do wish that we would just work on that, you know. There are ways, I can understand, you know, you being upset at times, but there are ways to get your point across without just being, you know, just so out there. And I do believe, and hopefully with more women commenting and doing YouTube videos, that it will be a change, you know. But I understand with the sassiness and but I do want to say something about you know, white women got their problems too now, because I'm going to tell
every
you.
Every woman
you know,
got a problem.
I've heard
every
white
woman
men
got a problem. Every
now,
woman has a problem. Everyone, no matter what woman you with, she got a problem. I don't care what color.
White women
she
yell
got
rape.
An issue.
White women yell rape too much. They yell rape.
Well, Brian Banks was sitting in jail for years, and that wasn't a white woman.
Well, I'm just saying, though. If you want to do
I'm
it,
just saying too.
Wise, they yell it. They yell rape more often. Kobe Bryant. Come on now. That shit was ridiculous. That shit
told
black men to chill with the white girl. They get your ass caught up. Mm-hmm.
Man, let me tell you something. Most of the time, I've even saw the numbers, most of the time that black men go to jail is off of domestic disputes, and most of the times it's not rape, and it's off of black women calling the cops on them. Matter of fact, I did a video today. Prime example, I'm going to put up, I forgot what channel I'm putting it up on, it's one of the two channels, and I'm releasing it today. This dude wrote me about a chick he got in an argument with, just an argument. She backdoored when say he did some domestic violence. This dude had to end up doing an 8-year bid, and he didn't put a hand on him. But I explained it in detail where it got to that point. That's what I'm saying, and the chick was a black chick. So like I said, most of these brothers anyway are fooling with black chicks. The percentage is very small. How many brothers are fooling with chicks outside of the community? It's very small in every race, actually, if you look at the numbers. It's not an overwhelming thing. It's not. Now, you go on YouTube, you think it is, but it's not.
Yeah.
Most people stay with their own race.
Yeah. And like you said many times before, man, like, honestly, man, most black men that I know, at least, they, you know, most of them would prefer a black woman.
Yeah, they do. Most
you know,
of them.
But,
you got some.
But we don't. But here's the thing, though. Most black men would prefer being with a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, nobody wants to deal with, you know, super high super hyper masculine female. You know, I mean,
not gonna let you run your house.
Exactly.
Can I chime in for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, don't discount the fact that, you know, and a lot of times, you know, the way a woman's grown up in her childhood has something to do, you know, with her attitude as an adult. But don't discredit the fact, or don't discount the fact that a lot of women nowadays, black women, you know, since we're talking about it, they've had to be on the defensive for, you know, since they were 13. Just think about it. The average black woman that grows up maybe in the hood or just around other black people, you know, just think about how many times niggas tried to fuck, niggas tried to steal her ass, niggas called her bitch, niggas called hold this and hold that, and after a while, you know, they have to live their you know, formative years sort of trying to defense all that, so they put up a barrier against other black dudes. Because if you ever take that same black woman we're talking about with the attitude and the mouth and everything that we say they are, and we put them around white guys, they don't act like that. I've seen it.
No, they
you know,
don't.
Because it's a totally different vibe when you get around, you know, white guys, you know, for instance, I'm just using
them.
That as an example.
Brother,
yeah,
I've seen
them.
They have
an
attitude with you in the line at the store. White man come behind you, they smiling, they tee-hee-heeing in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You like, wow,
right,
really?
So it's not. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No. So I mean, just to close out on that, I just think that though it has more to do, you know, it has a lot more to do than just, you know, if a woman was raised by a single parent or a two parent household. Because I'll give you a quick example. I've encountered, you know, one female I used to date, and, you know, a woman I used to see, you know, years back. She grew up with you know, both her mom and her dad, and then I knew both her parents, and they, you know, she grew up together. Biggest hole that you ever want to find out in the streets, you understand? And then I met another female, you know, she grew up with her parents, but, you know, her household was pretty much. You know, I think it was the culture that, you know, their parents came from, because they were first generation Caribbean people. So, you know, it was kind of like the woman was damn near a slave. You know, she was cooking all the time, doing, I mean, everything. Dude just came home and he just kind of just sat back and you know what I mean, just ate, went to sleep, went to work, came home. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And she came up seeing this and she hated that. So now, she didn't let anybody take advantage of her, or what she perceived as a man taking advantage of her, you know. So I mean, you get it both ways. So I mean, there's no, you know, direct correlation between, you know, a woman refusing to submit, you know, and her child rearing years.
Yeah, but it does have an effect. Like, yes, every family got a black sheep. Every situation, you can come out the most perfect household. You can have the best schools, best clothes, best food, best parents, and you still can go out there and act a fool. I mean, that's just people making their own decisions, wherever they want to go. Prime example. Look at that little girl right now, that little girl, Miley Cyrus, out there acting a fool, acting a plum fool. All the comments she making, all the stuff she doing. Now, to most of us, she probably grew up decent or came up with something. But now, look at her. I mean, so it... Go ahead.
What the guy was saying, and if you think about it, and I do believe that, I agree with him when he was saying this, you know, the environment, well, a lot of time, like you said, it's a defense mechanism with black women because, you know, perfect example, and you know, I'm pretty sure, I know, you know, my husband is a respectful black guy, and I know y'all are, you know, respectful. Probably respectful, but some of them, you know, when you talk about, and I've heard some women say this, you know, when you talk about the difference between, you know, what they're saying is the difference in the approach of a lot of time, the respectable way of approach between a lot of the black guys and the white guys. I'm not saying that it's 100% always, but this is what a lot of women are saying, you know. They don't know which approach you're going to get with a black guy. And so when they see one, he may be a nice guy. But because of what so much that she have probably gone through before in her past, she put up that defense right there because she don't know. And going back to what he was saying about, you know, even in high school years ago, you know, most black girls can attest to the fact that, you know, how they were approached and fondled and stuff by a lot of guys, you know, black guys. And so when they go through this year, you know, for years, I believe they become hardened to that. And I, that's not to say that, you know, because I know white guys can be jerks too, because, like I said, I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends and stuff that's, you know, that's white. And, you know, I know they could be like that. But I do agree with what he's saying, because when the typical, you know, you don't have a black woman, a black girl, baby, that's born just being a butthole. It's something that happened. And going back to what you said, you cannot continue to blame that because you have to overcome that. But I think that's one, you know, the good guys get a hard time. The good black guys, they receive, I believe, a hard end of the stick because of so many these other type of black guys that's out here. I'm pretty sure, like, in the women.
So basically what you're saying is, because I need to see if I can let this call in. Give me a second. So basically what you're saying is a lot of black women treat black men like we look at the police. We see them. We just don't trust them.
I'm not saying that that's right, and I'm going to say all
no,
of
but,
them.
But that's like basically that, but that's kind of basically how you explained it. That's kind of like a good correlation. You know, you see the police, like, oh, I don't trust no police. Same way you what you're saying about you saying so. So
I'm just saying it in a way that, and I'm not saying that it's right. And I don't believe all black women.
No. You just explaining the point. I'm just trying to just, you know, file up behind it because you know giving me more insight on the mind of, you know, some of our sisters out here in relation to us as, you know, black, you know, men. Because,
and it's not,
yeah,
it's not.
But I have to agree
right
with you though. I have to agree with you. They do have a lot of brothers that are disrespectful. There's a lot of them that are disrespectful to sisters. They tell them any old thing. They tell them right off the bat. Don't even know them. You know, man, you got a, you know, a fat booty. And all this stuff. Like,
yeah,
dog, you just,
not,
you know,
not,
why would you say that?
And no respectable woman wants to,
I mean,
you're
thirsty,
this,
Nick.
No. What, hey, what about, come on, hello, how you doing? You know, speaking in a respectful way. You know, talk to her like she's a human
but,
being.
But I got
to
admit this.
Like,
no. But I got to admit this, too. I've seen a lot of brothers, when they talk to Becky, they don't talk to her like that. I'm just saying, I noticed that. Anyway, give me a second. Air code 609, you on the show.
Yeah, let me just say one thing about this misconception of submitting and the male leadership in the household. I think what a lot of people need, or I guess women need to understand, is that when you're with a good man and he makes a decision, that decision is also going to benefit her as well. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is going to benefit her as well. So if you're with a good man, ladies, if he's making a decision that is for your benefit as well, you should support him on that. Now, of course, if he's making a bad decision, it's okay to say something about that. There's nothing wrong with that. But this is where we get this whole, you know, conflict of being submissive, and you hear a lot of women say, oh, I'm not going to submit to him. He's going to treat me like a slave. No, you're not a slave. He's making a decision that's not just benefiting himself, but benefiting you too. But you'll find that in a good man. You won't find that in these street thugs, of course. Now,
if I can
just give you an example, my ex-wife, when we were dating and when we were engaged, I told her I wanted to go back to college and finish my degree. Well, when we were married, she was very much dead set against that. She was saying that I'm selfish and all this, and I don't understand. Well, what she didn't understand is that my going back to college and finishing my education and getting my degree wasn't just for my own benefit, but for her benefit as well. She will benefit from having a husband who's getting a better job, a better career, and she'll benefit from that as well. But she didn't understand that. Now, I'm divorced now. I have my degree now. But this is just one example of what it means where a man is being a leader in the household.
And it's nothing wrong. Like I said, I have no issue with, you know, my wife want to get a degree, or she'll have no issue if I want to get a degree. Because, like you said, that helps the overall household, not just one person. It helps. And see, this is the thing. I've seen a lot of the issues with the women. They see themselves as individuals and not see themselves as a together couple as one unit. And when you see yourself together as one unit, then, of course, you know, like, why would you got a man in the house for if you don't want him to be a man? That's my thing. Why would you want him there for? Would you want him there just for sex? I mean, you don't need him there for that. You can get that at any time. I mean, let that man be a man. What you got him there for? You know
exactly,
what I'm saying?
But this is the thing that we see a lot in the black community, because we this is where that strife comes in and that conflict comes in. You see what I'm saying?
But, yeah, I get it. Because like a person like me, I couldn't deal with a woman like that. I have no problem. A woman could have 50 degrees. She can have 30 jobs. I ain't going to stop you from working and doing what you got to do. I'm all for you. Trust me. Because the more money you make, the more money we got in the house. I ain't that type of dude that's trying to hold you down, because there are some men who are jealous of women that have degrees, and they're jealous of women making more money than them, and they want them to quit their job and hold them back and all this other stuff.
Yep,
and this is some of the stuff that some of the women talk about, too, because I'm fair. Some of these guys, and I'm going to tell you something else. I peep game, and I learned this game, like, a lot of white guys pull this, successful white guys. They don't want their wife to work. Okay, this
right.
is what they do. And not just them, Hispanic men that's real control freaks do this too. They don't want their wives to work. They want to be the only one to work, because whoever makes the money has the power in their eyes. So if
right.
she ain't making no money, she can't tell you nothing. Because everything is underneath you, what you have to say. And that's
right.
not right. Even though she's not working, she's still doing stuff in the house with the kids and all this other stuff. So she still needs to be included. But that's why I know there's a lot of white dudes, like especially like in this area, their wives just don't work. Okay, but they at the gym, they doing this, they doing that. But
oh,
at the
yeah.
same time, she don't have
that's
no money. She can't make no decisions. She really
yeah.
can't, because he can
that's
pull
why,
a ring and say, well, you don't make no money.
Right. But she's
yeah.
a slave to him.
And that's why
yes.
that's why I was saying that, you know, you would never find the Oprah in the white community. You just don't see it. I mean,
you know, I think about it, you just don't. You're right about
no,
that.
No,
you
won't.
Don't.
You won't see that kind of woman there.
You're right about that, because matter of fact, I tell people all the time, feminism was the fight against, you know, white women against her man, because he the one was doing all that stuff to her where she couldn't have rights and all that stuff. It wasn't us. We had nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He always wanted control of his woman. You know, I always said this. His woman was just one step above the Negro in slavery. That's it. He treated her like crap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. He out there having sex with all these black women at night, and then he will come into her bed, too, and she better not say nothing.
Right.
I mean, come on. You think another woman don't know what another woman's coochie smell like? Come on. It's not hers. Come on.
Right. That reminds me. Can I just make this one point? On your video, there was somebody who left a comment about how men are going to, or black men are going to be marrying women who are outside this country. And that's a very important point, because there's a lot of foreign women who understand that concept of the man setting that moral tone in the household. Not that they're being slaves or kept women or anything like that, but they understand that concept. And
because
so
they're not,
they
but the reason
woman,
why they, well, you got to understand something though. American culture, and I say American culture, this has nothing to do with color, what I'm about to say, because you have bullheaded, strong-headed, feminist type of women in every race. If they deep in American culture, this is what I've noticed. I've noticed cultures that's deeper into their particular culture, you don't see that as much. Like, for instance, you don't see that type of behavior with a whole lot of Asian women.
Right.
You know, some Hispanic women are kind of on that now, but they really traditional Hispanic, they're not going to be on that. I noticed after segregation, black folks are really going toward that route, but prior to segregation, they wasn't, because black women worked, black men worked all the time.
Listen,
so
listen,
the black man
listen,
has never
listen,
held
guys.
His woman down or behind.
Listen, guys, don't believe that shit. Don't believe the hype, man. Niggas ain't going to other countries marrying chicks, man. I mean,
oh, I know,
come
I
on,
know.
Dude.
I mean, look, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. I'm gonna keep it real. They got some men, they got it like that. They'll do it. That's their business. But at the end of the day, most people are trying to just make it here in this country, and you gotta just find the best chick for you. Right, that's it. You
right.
know what I'm saying? I don't
right,
see a mass exodus of brothers just doing that, because a lot of
right,
brothers can't really
right.
I'm just being. I'm gonna keep it real.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And the thing is, and it's not, and the thing is, you know, we all put too much emphasis on a female who's going to, I guess, conform to the quote unquote rules. I mean, you go ahead and find yourself an Asian broad from somewhere over there. You find yourself a South American broad. Yeah, she's going to do what you want to do if that's what you want. But are you going to be able to connect with her mentally? You know what I mean? Because her the way she was brought up, her lifestyle, her culture is totally different from yours. You know, so the conversations and the type of things that you would connect with, or you would connect on to with a black woman or even an American woman, it's not going to be the same thing. I know a dude who went over to the DR, brought a girl back, and all she is, I mean, she's basically just a slave. You know, she's in the house all goddamn day, cooking, doing all that shit. I mean, she's basically his prostitute, but only she's in America. You know what I'm saying? Instead of the DR. So don't believe the hype. Niggas ain't going to Brazil. Niggas ain't going to Asia. Niggas ain't going to Africa to find all these women. You know, if they're going to find who they're going to find, it's going to be here in America.
Yeah, that's 9 times out of 10, yeah. You know, like, only some men got it like that where they can travel overseas and do it. Because a lot of brothers ain't been overseas. Let's keep it real. A lot of brothers ain't even been, not even out of this country. Either Canada or Mexico. A lot of them ain't done that. You know what I'm saying? Sure, I've been to Mexico a few times, but I went for the cartel and started cutting people's heads off.
That's right.
I quit going when the cartel started killing people like that. Say, oh, no.
Yeah, they kept
killing here in America. I don't need to go over there.
But do y'all think the solution, I mean, do y'all think that it would be a change? And, you know, do you think that, because, I mean, you know, we all know that there's a problem. I mean, but, you know, do you think that it will be a turnaround, you know, in our life?
You know the solution?
Listen,
I don't think so.
We're going to go to hell in a handbasket. I'll tell you that much.
That's what I think,
you know,
this
shit ain't going to change.
No solution.
Here's what's going to happen.
Hold on. One at a time. Go ahead, sister, and then let him respond.
I agree. I just don't see. I mean, I think it's sad. It's sad, but I just don't see. I really think that it has just gotten too far. I think that there will be a few of us left, but I just don't see it's changing, because every day it's getting worse and worse, and it's just no changing. And I think it just has gotten to the point of just about no return. I think it's going to be a few of us that's around. And it's so sad, because when you just think about the things that we have been through, and I just get so disgusted when I think about the things that our forefathers fought for this right here. You know, they sacrificed and gave their life for, and you know, for this right here, it is just so sad. I mean, it's just sad. That's the only thing I can say about that. But I just don't see it changing, and I say 50 years from now, if that, you know, because it's getting worse, because our number, you know, Hispanics now, their numbers are larger than our numbers are now,
whose numbers are larger?
Hispanics. The Hispanic community?
Hispanic community is larger than ours for one reason and one reason only. Their family unit is still intact, and they have big families. They do. And
yep.
We used to do the same thing. Like my father, you know, his family, it was 8 of them, and my mom's family is 7 of them. That's back when black folks had big families, okay? Now we don't even have big families. And if we do got a big family, it's probably a hood rat and spit out about 5 kids and 4 5 different dudes.
You're right.
It's not a husband and a wife and 5 kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare if you see a black family like that. It's very rare. Very rare.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what I'm saying?
I think what we have to, I mean, we just have to, I mean, we just have to come to the realization that it's going to be fucked up. I mean, it's just like anything in life. I mean, we're not all going to win the game. You know, it's going to be like, you know, just like basketball. Either Tim Duncan is going to win or LeBron James is going to win. Both of them niggas can't win. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with everything on this topic. Some of us are going to luck out and find women that are, quote unquote, submissive or want to follow in your leadership, and you get some that it's not. You know, even if everyone had the perfect family, the numbers just don't even out. Every woman is not going to have a man, and every man is not going to have a female.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially with the deficit of black men to black women. Yeah, you're right. At least a million plus black women not going to have a man.
Let me touch on this. It don't look too good for the future. It don't look too good. Look at this aspect of it right here. A lot of men, when they get laid off from a job or fired, they get stuck in neutral. First of all, they got to stop being so laid back, chill, and lazy. When you get laid off and fired from a job, go ahead out there and put in the application. Don't sit back and chill like you got to catch your breath or something. No, because they get stuck in neutral. Go ahead out there and put in some applications, and let's keep this wheel going. See,
it depends, like, that depends on the guy, too, because, like, if the guy find him a new hustle, then I think he should do that if he does.
As long as he's doing something to bring in money, but you can't sit back home with the remote in your hand and chill. You got to catch your breath.
No. I don't agree with
men
that at all.
Men get stuck in neutral. If they would redo their whole mindset, common sense. You got to keep the family afloat. You know what to go out there and do. You ain't no child. You know what to do. Get out there and do it. Stop using these excuses as crutches. You didn't have no daddy. Stop using the BS and get out there and tend to business.
And I know some men probably think that women can turn, but believe it or not, I believe that the men, if they came together, they could really... Because, see, women were not – women, I believe a lot of black women are acting the way they're acting because they really right now are in the survival mode, you know, doing what they have to do. And I believe that – because women, we were not born that way. You know, we were not really just born to be leaders like that. We were not – I mean –
Wait a minute, sister. Repeat what you just said.
I don't believe women. I believe the women, we are right now, black women are really, a lot of them are in the survival mode. And I believe, just like what she, like what the lady was saying, quit playing with the remote and, you know, and do what they have to do. I believe it's
That's not the part I was asking you to repeat. The part you said you don't believe that the black women, you know, should be lead.
Right.
You know why I'm agree with that? Because the evidence of black women running the household, we look at the results.
Look at the results. If you follow the Bible, when who did God create first? Did he create Adam or did he create Eve? You know, and he said the reason that he created Eve. So what I'm saying is, but because, you know, I hear a lot of times, and, you know, it just drives me crazy when I hear a lot of men say, well, you know, I do believe that, you know, a lot of people wrong that welfare a lot to do with and everything like that. And I hear now a lot of men on YouTube say, well, you know, when welfare got thrown in and black men got thrown in, okay, well, why didn't black men stand together and say, you know what, I don't want this welfare. We're not going to have this welfare. We'll take care of our own. You know, you keep them welfare.
You know what, let me explain that to you why. Every time black men try to get together and do something, try to get together, do something positive, you have two factors. The outside community and those within that want to stop anything that us as black men do. Let me tell you something. Or black people. Let me explain something to you. The last time I seen black people get together on one thing was, you remember after Trayvon Martin got killed and they started having all these Trayvon Martin rallies?
Yeah.
And everybody, pay attention to what I'm about to say. Everybody put their differences aside to get together just for that short time period talking about Trayvon Martin. When I went to the Trayvon Martin rally here in Houston, they had thugs there. They had hood rats. They had senators. They had judges.
They had all kinds of doctors.
Everybody came together about that. It was all over the news, mainstream media. Mm-hmm. And that scared them. That's the only reason why I think George Zimmerman got arrested. Because they say, oh, wait a minute. Them Negroes getting together again. We didn't have it all there.
That's
him.
Right.
That's what
that
happened. I'm
sense.
Telling you. Mm-hmm. You'd have stayed out of jail. We'd have never did that. They don't want us to
know.
They're talking about black men getting together.
But, yeah, you know what? But how long are we going to use it? I mean, okay, we already know that. But, see, why don't we just, you know, say, okay, we're going to fight this time. We're not going to, you know, we already know what you're saying to be true. But why do we always succumb to it. You know, why?
Because there's people, sister, there are people in our community that do not want us to stand on our own 2 feet. They don't want us to progress. And there are those on the outside that don't want us to progress as well. And they use those black folks to do their bidding every time.
Exactly.
Every time. If they can undermine the black man. Let me tell you something. That's what people don't understand. If you undermine the black man, you destroy the black man, you destroy the black family. And that's what sisters never understood. They have no problem putting a sister in a high position. They just don't want to put that brother there. If they put that brother there, he can inspire other brothers. He can inspire his children. He can raise his family, do what's right, do something positive.
Okay, but now back to that. Okay, why as black people or black men have allowed for so many years to want to get in high position at the white man's company? Why haven't we got together and organized more businesses? Well, we wouldn't have to do, you know, most of these.
I agree with you. We should not be begging for jobs.
Exactly. You know, most of these are rated people, you know, because, you know, we're military and we have, you know, gone different places. And when you go, you'd be hard pressed to find a lot of them. You know, I went to a grocery store last week, and I saw this, I guess it was this Arabic teenage boy that was working in this grocery store, and I kind of like have to step back and look, because most of those people, they come over here, they have their own stuff. But we, for year after year after year, have always depended upon the white people for our survival. You know,
and black people, because black people don't support their own, that's one. You know, we have a lack of family structure. That definitely affects us.
Exactly.
Let me tell you what happened to us as black folks. It's like after they attacked Block Wall Street and destroyed it, it's like we just gave up. Like we were scared to do it again.
Exactly.
Do the research. It's like we were scared. Say, I don't want to do that no more. They may attack me.
My thing is this. You know, it's easy to say, don't depend on white folks. Let's start black businesses. But who's going to be our clientele?
Black folks are passed over other black. Then this is the killing part about it. You try to support black owned businesses, and this is why a lot of black people don't support them. They don't do, not all of them, but some of them don't give you professional work. And a lot of times, let's be real, we're more highly critical of our own people than we are of others. So if we get involved with a black person, a black business, you know what I'm saying? We expect the best. And then if we get that, then we want to do to them what we don't do to others. We want discounts. We want, hey, I'm your brother, man. Come on, give me something for free. And all this other stuff that we do as black folks that don't make a bit of sense. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of things we undercut ourselves. But this is the killing part about it. Black folks got a $1.1 trillion buying power, and 80% of that money go outside the community. So you got to understand that we're consumers of everything, and the producers are hardly nothing. That we got to focus on those things.
But see, also think about this, too. I mean, if we want to really, really dig deep into it, you got to ask yourself, how many hoods are there really in America? Like, how many chicken spots are you really going to open up in the hood? You know, there's more land for others to set up shop than there is for us to set up shop. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen a black convenience store that wasn't in the black community? Or black barbershop.
I know what a black barbershop is, but I'll be honest with you. I have never seen a black-owned convenience store in all the years I've been living. I'm not saying they're not here. I'm saying I have never seen it since I've been living. Every time I've been seeing one, it's been Arabian-owned.
Yeah, we got a few down here, black convenience stores.
Is it outside the perimeter of the quote-unquote hood?
Yeah, it's outside the perimeter. Yeah, that one is, and that one it's over there by black neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it's not really ghetto. It's just black neighborhoods, not really ghetto.
Well, give me a second. Area code 612. You on the show? Okay, area code 612. You on the show? All right, you ain't gonna say nothing. I gotta go. I gotta move, baby. Area code 617. You on the show?
All right.
Hi.
Hi. It's Vanessa.
Oh, hey, what's up, Vanessa?
Just listening to the show.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I do have some opinions, though.
Okay. Let it go.
I do think the black man has been taken off his throne, but I think it's for a reason, because during slavery, it was the woman who was running things. It was the man who made sure everything was in order, and the black man hasn't been able to take his role. And even after slavery, it's always been the woman who's been put in a dominant position and not the man. And whether any time the black man does try to come up with the black movement or the Panther movement, it's always been pushed down or has agents that infiltrate it to bring it down, because people are fearful of the black man coming up. Because when the black man does come up, he does do positive things. Things do change. And some people don't want things to happen. Some people actually do like the condition that we are. Some people like to play the pastor who's preaching but doesn't do anything. Some people, some black women love the political power of being dominant and having people say, you know, you're a queen, you're this and you're that, but they don't do anything. And other people love that they're the middleman. They are the person who believe that they're better than the regular blacks because they're used as agents to control us while they get handed or crowned special positions.
So you feel that most of the issues of brothers stem from slavery?
I would say most of the issues do stem from slavery, but I think it's more of generational curses. You don't fix what has happened before.
I'm gonna have to disagree with that, Vanessa.
This ain't Back to the Future, man. We can't go back and do shit about it.
But I want to explain something to Vanessa though. This is the reason why I disagree with that. After slavery, our families were still intact. Our family was still intact all the way up until desegregation. We had a strong black family. We did not have all this stuff with women walking around having all these babies. That was the norm. That was abnormal to see a girl having a baby that's not with a man not married. That guy better not get a chick pregnant and not marry her. He's going to have a problem with the father real quick. I mean, black guys had to go talk to the father back in the day to even get a hold of them daughters. I mean, my grandmother told me all the stories. They couldn't even walk side by side. They had to walk in front of the parents, and they had to watch everything they did. I mean, these were black people. But after desegregation, I hate to put this out there, but I've got to. I noticed every culture that get into, quote-unquote, American culture and get immersed in it, they lose themselves, lose who they are, and they fall apart, literally.
But that's the black culture.
I noticed that in Hispanic culture. And the Asians still separating themselves. If you don't pay attention to it, they do.
But that's why I think white culture, too, because we did, well, not we, I wasn't alive then, but America did go through the whole social mobility where everybody did what they wanted because they could. People were having frequent sexual partners because they could. People were trying drugs because they could. The social norms changed because people just decided not to follow them because it was revolutionary. So it was not only black folks, it was white folks. I had a class this weekend, and one of my professors said that almost 50% of people who file for head of household are women of all races.
Oh, sure. Like even talking about single parenting, I did a video on my Advice Show TV channel. I talked about the numbers of single-parent households. They have single-parent households in every race. And when you say, 75% or 73% black women are saying single-parent households compared to white women 51% or whatever the number, well, I forgot the exact number. You can't compare the same percentage, even though they say it may be higher for black women, but if you actually break it down versus population, even though it could be a lower percentage for white women, it still trumps black women because they have more of them.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, it's more white women on benefits and food stamps and everything in this nation. But nobody wants to talk about that because, trust me, they want to smear like it's black folks that's taking all the benefits. Because if we were really taking all the benefits, they would have cut them out a long time ago. Anything that benefits black folks solely, it would have been gone. I'm just calling out what America really is.
And I also want to say a lot of people who do say, you know, we should just hold hands in kumbaya and we want, and especially towards white people who say they want liberation and equality for all, if that were to truly happen, a lot of white folks would be upset because that would be a lot of white folks who lose their jobs, not because they're qualified just because they're white. A lot of people will lose benefits because they're white. I was just thinking about this over the weekend, how a lot of people said we want equality, but if equality were to truly happen, a lot of white folks who do have special positions or who do get ahead because of their connections, because they're white, wouldn't have that position. So I think equality in the sense of everything's fair, everything is equal, could not happen, at least not in America, or at least not right now, because the mindset and how people would react to it would not be what people think it would be. I mean, if you live in a white area and you say, let's say two Mexican families move in, white folks get upset and say, oh, they're taking over our community. And it may just be,
well, you can't say that all the time because I can honestly say that they have different white folks. You got the white folks, of course, that's very progressive. They can't stand racism, don't even be no a part of it, and they hate when somebody white do something racist because they feel it makes them look bad. You got those kind of white people. And those kind of white people don't care who stay around them. They'll be cool with you. They invite you to their house. They'll invite you to go hunt deer and everything else. They got them. Then, of course, you got the types like you're talking about, the ones that probably fake like they like you, but they really don't. They're calling you all kind of ends at the dinner table. Then you got the flat-out ignorant ones that just, you know, in the woods talking about white power. So, I mean, that's just kind of what I've seen just in my years of living. And so the white folks that I would rather talk to is the ones that's, you know, the ones I first described, you know what I'm saying, that don't care about whatever. I mean, you know, you got all kind of people. I mean, you got racism in every race, okay? But at the end of the day, racism not going to stop us what we should do. You know what I'm saying? It didn't stop us in the past. I don't think it should stop us now. That's why I preach on my videos, family. We need to get our family back together, because if your family die, your whole community die. That's the issue with black folks, is family. You got to have your family right. It ain't even about money right now. For me, it's about family. Once you get your family together, then that man and that woman can focus on money and getting the kids together to college and making businesses. But how can you focus on all that and we don't even have a family structure?
I think you are right with family structure. It does start at home, but I think most people do not believe that you need to have a family structure of a man and a woman raising children. I think most people think that because...
And most people are wrong, Vanessa, because look at the results in the black community for not having that.
I mean,
the proof is in the pudding.
Well, whose fault is that? The woman that you say is to look at the single family household and look at the outcome of the single parent household. Well, if the man wouldn't have stepped out or ran away from his responsibilities, now you got to put the blame where it's supposed to be at.
Hold on. All these guys is having babies in this day and time. And we're talking about today, right now, whatever. You can't tell me they all, because matter of fact, it's only a few black men making all these babies, like that guy Orlando Shaw, 22 kids, one guy. Because I run into a lot of brothers that's my age don't even have a kid. Don't even have them. And the way the world spends things, black men, all we do is make kids. And that's a lie. Uh-huh. It's a few guys making, it's Ray
that's
Ray and Tyrone.
It's a few,
impregnating
all of them do it.
Like Shorty,
and
oh,
it's
got
a few women that's making all these babies. And it's a lot of black. See, that's where people get the misconception that you know, that black women have a. It's only what's going on when you have so many of these babies being made. It's not a lot. I know a lot of women that are single women that don't have any kids. But then I know a lot of them. It's not just a whole bunch of women having children. It's the women that's having children. It's the same women that's having these kids, 5 and 10 and what, having children by all these different daddies. It's a lot of women that's not having. So the same lie that's being put on those men is the same thing that's being put out there on the women, making it seem like, you know, having children.
You know, sometimes I wish we could just take all the decent brothers and sisters. Just put them in one area, let them build their own neighborhood, their own everything to start over. And I,
you know,
it's like
this was one lady made a video. It was so funny. She said, you know, it was funny. I had to laugh. She said, in order to get a new black community, she said, we will have to kill 75% of y'all. But it is not true, because it's just that few. I mean, well, that's 75%. That's a little strange.
Well, you wouldn't have to actually do that. You can cut them out, but it's simple. Let's say, like, I wish some rich black folks, you know, let's start a black community, start off with one. Oh, you can't really say black community, but let's start a new community, and the requirements you must, you know, have, you know, let's say like they say, okay, well, you had to work, you had to make so much money, all this other stuff to get into this community so you can pay for these houses. Let's have a homeowners association to keep up with the community. That way, you know, everybody chipping in to keep up with the community, because homeowners association is just good for that. I do agree with that portion of it.
I do too.
Keep up with the houses. Let's do all this stuff to keep community looking good. We hire, let's say, a sheriff to patrol every night under contract with the HOA. Let's do all this stuff. And, you know, and have a strong no loitering policy. You ain't going to be no hanging out on the corner. We're going to encourage calling in. If you see anything suspicious, none of this Ray Ray and Tyrone in the neighborhood. But Ray Ray and Tyrone wouldn't be in the neighborhood because you got families there. That's for the right reason. These families going to work. During the day, you don't have nobody at the house unless they stay at home
moms. Do you think that a lot of that's going to have to start with the political, the government?
Government or political. If you get, look, let me ask you something.
That's
let's
right.
Let's say like if Russell Simmons, P. Diddy, LeBron James, let's say like all Jay Z, all them black men got together and say, you know what, we're going to pool our money and we're going to start something new. They would get afraid of that.
Because
all these guys got
right.
money. And they can, if they just say, you know what, we're going to put these kids through school, or we're going to build these kids some schools. Or we gonna give out some scholarships to a lot of these kids and get them through. If they just did things like that, and it's all positive.
Steve Harvey is doing that. You remember he got.
Well, I understand. I'm not saying individually they're not doing it. I'm saying if they would all get together collectively,
well,
all these
true.
black men. Let me tell you something. American black men is the richest black men in the world.
Well,
in any country, it's American black men. And so if all these black men would get together and do that, it's not a black woman's responsibility, in my opinion, to fix it. It's the black man's responsibility.
So
if all these black men would get together, all the popular black men just come together under one accord and say, we're going to just do this and do that and bring all our talents together and our influence, they can change the game. They don't need no government to do nothing. They got the money. And we have the money. We don't need us. We don't need no government regulation.
Hey, brother, you know how many rim shops are going to go out of business, man? You start talking like that, man?
I don't care about the rim shop.
Huh?
That's not sending people to college.
Mercedes Benz shop's going to go, Bentley's going to go out of business if black men start doing that, man. What you talking about?
Sure. That's what I'm saying. If those brothers would get together and say, but see, you know what? When we get rich, we say, oh, shoot, man, I ain't worried about them dudes, man. My thing is, man, get with the brothers that got money and just help out, man. Like Oprah, she gonna open up a school in Africa for girls. Why you can open up a school in America?
We were speaking on that today, and then she gonna contribute all the millions to the African museum.
Yeah, but they got girls here that need help. They got girls here.
I say it's got to be a catch when you a tax write-off for overseas because she's sending all her money over there. It's got to be a catch to that instead of helping right here in the States. It got to be a tax.
But you know what? But you know, I thought about it one day, too, and I'm going to bring that up. I thought about that with Oprah. I said, well, if she was to say, you know what, I'm going to open up a school for African-American girls, and this media would attack her immediately. They would say, oh, Oprah's racist. She only opened up a school for African-American girls, and that's all she wants to hear is African-American girls.
Yeah,
I don't think
that could happen for the fact that there are African-centered schools. I don't know if they have a requirement that you only have to be black to go to them, but I know there's African-centered schools. But I think those people who have those money, they don't have it because black people put them there. They have it because the majority of the money they get from is not from black folks. If they came together and helped the black folks, they will lose their connections. They will lose their money very, very quickly.
But see, somebody like Oprah, who's a billionaire, you don't need their connections no more. That's the thing. When you make it, and you smart with your money, you don't need them no more. You got it.
Look at Dave Chappelle, who has money, and he just said, I'm not going to work for Comedy Central. People blasted him. People called him insane. People basically took his name and made it dirty just because he said, I'm not going to wear a dress and I'm not going to do this anymore. I think if they came together, first of all, we need to know if they even have an interest in helping black folks. And even if they did have an interest in helping black folks, I don't think it would have worked. I honestly don't feel like it would work, because I remember when LeBron left Cleveland to go to the Heat, people act like LeBron took somebody. People were not happy that
him and other black brothers on the team came together and made a decision. We're going to play for the Heat. We're going to be our own little, not little team, but we're going to organize ourselves. We're going to be on this team, and people were not happy. People were going upset. People were calling him a traitor. How could he do that? He's not sincere to his team. And all the man wanted to do was just go to the Heat and play for the Heat.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was that per se.
I mean, you're right. I mean, there's some credit to what she's saying, but I'm not necessarily under the belief that it was just about them being black and going to the same. See, I know that's not the point, but you know, I just wanted to.
Yeah, know. like fans, so you can look at, you talking about the NBA. That's what you're talking about. How is it that doggone 90% of the NBA is black, but they ain't 90% ownership, or you know what I'm saying, or the coach is not even 90% black. I mean, it's a lot of stuff with black folks that you can really question. And we got a lot of black NBA players, ex NBA players with a lot of money. Like, you know, how come all them not owners are doing something major in it?
Look at it, touching on the NBA, talking about let the man run the household. Look at Allen Iverson. He can't even pay child support. He had all them millions. Poor money management. You know.
Well, he falls into the same trap that black men fall into, whether you come from the hood or you get rich.
That's
when
right.
We never had money. That's we don't know how to act with it. And our biggest flaw.
Well,
what
he do? Throw his common sense out the window.
Well, you would say him. It's not just him. It's Evander Holyfield that said that. It's Terrell Owens.
I know it's a lot of them out there, but what's the excuse though? What is the reasoning?
When you have that much money, you never think that you could possibly blow all that money that they've accumulated.
Well, where'd you get that thinking from?
Don't you know you're spending money?
It's gonna dissolve. You're spending money. It's gonna dissolve.
Yeah, but see, but
money,
see,
ain't growing on the money ain't growing on the tree back there in the backyard.
I'm gonna tell you black men's biggest problem, and I said this, and I'm gonna keep saying it. They are trying to stunt for broke hoes. That's their biggest problem. Broke women, they think it's fine. They spending all this money on cars and rims and all this other stuff. It don't even matter treating these females out. These video paying $10,000 to hang out with some video girl. Like, are you crazy? Like, I would not pay no $10,000 to hang out with no female.
They're going to the script club, spending all them thousands of dollars,
See, not only that, but you got 20 of your homeboys, and you got to feed them, too.
They want to let the man lead the household. They ain't showing no skills to lead nothing, lead no house.
And that's the reason a lot of women a lot of them don't understand is respect is not something that is given. Respect is something that is earned. You got to earn it. You got to be able to show. When you show leadership and stuff like that and come together.
Yeah, right.
That rite of passage thing
ain't going to fly. Just because you born male don't mean you supposed to step
in
the role.
I covered in the show earlier with a man's suit.
Yeah.
You see, a lot of them, they feel like just because I'm a man, you know, I'm supposed to, you know, you're supposed to follow you where? If you're not going in the world, where you going to follow you? Let me tell you something. I friend, you know, she, that's the reason now she have a problem with submissiveness because, you know, she was trying to be submissive and come to find out her husband was doing stuff, even got to the point where he was opening up credit cards in her name.
But you're talking about some not responsible kind of men, though.
But look here, advice man. I keep hearing you say that, but it's more bad than good. It's a rare few of y'all out there that can hold a position. It's a few of y'all out there that can hold a position, but not too many men can step up to the plate.
All right, hold on, brother. Hey, brother, go ahead, brother. I hear you trying to come in.
I want to respond to the lady who was talking about earlier. She was talking about like how, you know, women at a young age, especially young black women that grow up, I guess, in the hood, I guess, how they build up this defense mechanism or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was just I was just thinking about that, and I don't really get what she was saying, because the way she said it, you would think that the fifth mechanism would be for all men. But if that's the case, you know, why are these females still messing around with the thugs? They don't pull up that defense mechanism for the thugs.
No,
they sure don't. They love them thugs.
So why is it just the nice guys?
I ain't seen too many of them young girls with no defense mechanism. All I see them gravitating to the thugs.
They defense mechanisms with the good men. And then the good men don't want it. The good men are, you know, women of other, let's say a woman of another race wants him. Then now that same female didn't want him to say he's selling out. Like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You didn't want me. Yeah. So what you talking about?
Yeah, want the thug.
No, you can't win for losing. Mm-hmm. You want us on the shelf until when you get ran through, then you want us now. Oh, no.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
You don't want no reformed hoes. Forget that.
That's right.
You were talking about how professional players, when they get money, they want the video hoes.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it comes back to what you were saying about the family, the standards. If you had a standard for your mother and your father, you would want someone like your mother. You would want someone like your father. If your mother is out there and she's a hood rat female, you're going to gravitate to hood rat females. Subconsciously, you want someone who's like your father, who's like your mother. So I think that's what it is. There's no standards. When it comes mm-hmm. to choosing the right type of mate, you would think you'd want someone who's educated, who carries himself well, who has goals in a future. But she may not look like the video ho, and that's not enticing because it's all about the looks. It's all about vanity. And a lot of the dudes will turn down the girl who has a future versus the video ho who's probably going to be the hot thing for 2 years.
I agree with that.
And I also think it's the same thing for
Yeah, they
girls.
Got men. I agree with you, Vanessa. I ain't going to lie. They got men on that. They got men that's just as bad as the women when it comes to picking, because most men, like I say, we have that lust of the eye thing. And I mean, just about every man has that, just about you can control it or not. That's why I started my video series, Lust of the Eye, to talk about those things that men fall for, because we do fall for some females, and later we crying about them same females had done us wrong, but that chick was dirty from the get-go, but we didn't pay attention to it because, you know what I'm saying, she looked good. So, you know.
For the girls, it seems like the girls who develop faster end up being, like, the ratchet type of chick. But like the woman was saying, that some of these girls do develop faster, so they get grown men, boys of their ages, always trying to talk to them, but it's never really just a platonic conversation. It's always something sexual. She gets mm-hmm. off by that. And I'm not saying I know this for a fact. It may be why these type of girls are so smiley and cheesy when it comes to other races of guys, because she hasn't been around other races of guys, and other races of guys may not be so aggressive towards her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she's more friendlier. And when it comes to black guys, she's more on the defense, because ever since she started developing, it's never been, hi, how you doing? It's always been, so let's get your number, let's get together. So maybe that's the situation.
Yeah.
She may end up falling for a thug because she may be so young and naive, and she thinks,
mm-hmm.
oh, well, he may be different. He's good looking.
Okay, so when she's 35 years old and still falling for thugs, what's that about then?
I'm not saying I'm an expert.
That's stupidity, there. That's stupidity. But we were talking about, like, with the younger ones, because that's the approach that if you have a 35-year-old and you're still falling for a thug, now, you know, something is mentally wrong with you. You know,
that's a cougar. That's a cougar.
Yeah, that's a cougar. But what she's saying
is, she's horny. She needs an ice bath. But,
exactly, because of what you're saying is sometimes you just have to just step back and just think about, you know, when you were younger and some of the guys, how they approached women as compared. And I'm pretty sure the white women would probably say that black men approach them in a different way than what white men approach them. But it's just the approach that and that's what we're saying. And going back to the good guy and what you were saying earlier about men approaching different women. Oh, this lady, I was reading on her blog one time, and she was talking about Bill Gates. We all know, we look at Bill Gates, he's nerdy. But if you look at his wife, she's kind of nerdy. So she's like, he didn't go out and choose like a Cindy Crawford or somebody like that. He chose someone that fit him. Well, see, a lot of the nerdy black guys, instead of them going with maybe like Swarm posted on her blog, like the astronaut, the black astronaut, a lot of them don't want women like that. They want to go out and get these little video hoes, these little model type girls, and then when they get these women and they break their heart, and then what they want to do is blame all black women because of their children. They do the same thing as the women. Now, if you look at Bill Gates,
All right.
And I'm not saying...
All right, so give me a second, sister. Like I said, I'm about to write the show up. But you on the roll. You're right. But see, you understand, as black men, we have so much pressure on us without women. You just don't know. You got to be a black man to understand. But that's a totally different, you know, show. I want to appreciate everybody for, you know, coming to the show, giving all your opinions and everything. So I'll let y'all know when I'm doing another show. I don't know if I'm gonna do one next week or not. Still trying to be up in the air about that.
Okay.
I appreciate everybody. I just put up all my videos on all with my channels, I guess. I don't know if y'all subscribe to both of them. Advice Show TV, Advice Show Throwback, the Ratchet Video Weekly, all them. So for y'all, viewing pleasure. So thank everybody for joining the show, and I'll see you next time.
All right, good night.